Welcome back to Trash Rehash the Podcast. I'm Leah.
And I'm Breezy, and we're back to rehash Real Housewives of New York. And we were just talking before I pressed record about how I'm just so excited to podcast about both the shows that we're about to record for, but New York is first and then Salt Lake is second. I'm very excited to talk about Salt Lake City, but same. New York is like a whole different excited to talk about. So I think it's like a lighter, more silly, fun, still newness of Housewives. Salt
Lake, we just have so much history with it. It's our fourth season. So there's a lot of baggage. A lot of baggage.
Yeah, but I'm just excited to talk Housewives for the night. And this was a messy episode. So I'm really excited. And there wasn't anyone from Roni on Watch Happens Live, right? Like Watch Happens Live just came back this week. And Monday would have been, or Tuesday was the first day back.
Yeah. And our girl was,
yeah, I saw that. Now.
That's a thing. That is first, you know, to be on Watch What Happens Live on like premiere night of your show is big enough. But then also to be the one to kick it off after a couple of week hiatus. Star power.
Star. we'll get there.
Yes.
Okay. So first off, I need to show you something.
Okay.
I got something in the mail. I know you all can't see this, but it is a box. It's a big box, a green box that says Uber Hot. I'll take a picture of it and post it. And we have the hot sauces inside. We have
a big jar. Okay.
A Serrano medium. We have a Fresno mild, which is red. And we have a habanero hot, which that's my jam, as well. I also already have chip prepared. So I'm going to try it because I love hot sauce. I'm going to do, I guess, the mild one first. Or what sauce are you?
I like spicy.
I talked about this. Yeah. We've talked about this. I don't have the best memory, but I love spicy. I'm okay. I'm going to tell you one thing. It's not a salsa. It's definitely it's a hot sauce, but like the texture is kind of reminds me of a glaze. Like it's like a glazy, chunky. Yeah, it'd be like good for like wings. Sorry for my crunching. That's good.
Okay. And that was the mild.
It's very mild though. So I'm going to also shake this one up, the Serrano. I love Serranos. Like, we get Serranos all the time.
Okay.
So this is the medium. And I'm taking a big scoop of this. But can you see the texture of this? It kind of looks like, kind of looks like, what's that topping on a hot dog?
Relish.
Like relish. Yes. This looks exactly like relish, which is kind of weird, but. Very good.
Okay.
That one's better. Okay, Uba. I'm assuming though this is something that would be coated on chicken or maybe with rice or pork or something.
Not a chips and dip type of.
No, not at all. Not at all. But this is a good way to try it. The habanero I like the most. It's hot.
Okay.
I can see being good for like eggs too. Like with
Okay.
like breakfast, like hot sauce topping, or like your breakfast potatoes or something. But it's a lot though. I'll post pictures, but that was my little snack. But okay, we supported Uba. And would I get this hot sauce again? We'll see after I like cook with it
It with
and
a
use
real
it
meal.
all. But it's okay. I mean, I don't know if it's like the die for, but we'll see once I start using it for stuff. It's pretty good though. I really like the habanero. Anyways, speaking of Uba, she is back. So we get some of her in this episode. I miss Uba. I really like
Yeah,
Uba.
she. You know what I really liked about her this episode was she wasn't just siding with the majority. She was calling people out, and if she felt that way, you know, with Sai saying, "Yeah, you should have said something." Like that actually is pretty rude. Which that's what I like about Uba. She, you know, stands her ground and isn't just, you know, yeah, go with the majority and be too afraid to speak up.
Yeah, like she understands that you can still be a friend and still be honest with your friend, I guess. Like there's
She
like
does
the way
it
to
in a
do it. She
very
does, yeah, like
a
a
good
friend
way
would do it.
where
Yeah,
you don't
like
feel like you're being
girl, like
attacked.
no. Yeah. I really like Uba, and I think I saw a preview. I don't think it was this episode. I think it was a preview of her basically siding with Aaron on the situation of what is her name? Bryn flirting with, maybe it was this episode. I don't remember.
Know, I can't remember if it was a preview or I know what
Yeah,
you're talking about because I just watched it too.
I think it might be a preview though, the next episode. But just saying, like, yeah, Sai, how would you feel if David did that? And she's like, well, you don't want to, I'm just different. Like, I don't care about things like that. And it's like,
You do though. Every person who says that actually does care a little
it's
bit.
like, okay. Okay, well, it doesn't matter if you don't, if
Well,
you didn't. She did. She
and
did, you know?
exactly.
Like, she
If
did. So,
Aaron
whatever.
felt hurt by the situation, then you say, I'm sorry, I did not mean that at all. I totally apologize, though. That's what you say. You don't make Aaron seem crazy for her feelings because everyone knows Bryn's a flirt, you know. It hurt her feelings, so you just apologize. I mean, it's not that hard of a concept.
Well, I want to know, since they were so hung up on the divorce word, oh, like admit that she didn't say divorce, Bryn and Jessel. Like I want to be like, okay, so if you had said divorce though, would you then feel like bad about it, or would you still feel the same way? You know, like, does that make a difference really to you? Because it seems like you don't care that even you're making a joke about us separating or not being together or you two getting together, me being like you being my stepmom. Like, okay. Like, I didn't say divorce. Like, yeah, she didn't say the D word, you know? It's like, okay, she did. But like, do you really think if you had actually said the D word, which you did? That you would have felt bad? No. It's just funny. It's also funny because I think Aaron is overreacting. I don't think it's something that like needs to be taken this far. We come on. Aaron's not trying to
Well,
really get with him. It's just annoying, and it was kind of a little like an ick move from a friend to do that, but like
yeah, you and I even talked last episode, like if there would have been a reasonable apology, like that wreath making would have been the last we ever heard about it. They should have just shut that down with Aaron so it didn't fester any more than it already did, and this would be squashed. You know, yeah, I do. I think Aaron needs to be pouty about it. Not necessarily, but here we are weeks later and still everyone's making her look like the bad person for saying something.
Yeah, it's really ridiculous. But I know we already talked about like how like Aaron's fault in this as well, of like her not making it any better for herself. But I do truly think that she would back off, chill out, like just if just even a few more of the ladies, not even Bryn, just a few more supported her. But a lot of them just don't want to get involved, or they just want to be like, no, like they don't want to like take a hard stance, and back Aaron, because Aaron's always mad at someone. I think is you know what it is. It's like,
yeah,
well, in a few days it'll be me, and I don't want everyone to back Aaron when it's me. But Aaron is a little shady this episode. She does a little shady stuff, a little pot stirring. So she brings Jenna
here for this
first,
version of Aaron.
Oh my goodness. There has to be one for a Housewives
because season to be honest, be this whole thing when she goes to Jenna's house was definitely blown up. But yeah, we can get back into it. It starts off with her helping Jenna out post surgery, you know, bringing her some, was it soup?
Yeah, she brought her some butternut squash that she made. Like, very kind, Aaron. Very kind. She really throws Cy under the bus. She's throwing people under the bus. Like, don't be telling Aaron shit. Shit. No. But I mean, mm-hmm. We need that though. We need someone like that to, because it's like it's a reality show. No, we need it all out there. But she doesn't really say anything in the moment though. She's not at all. She's taken this and
in her mind, she's thinking how like, she's gonna spin this shit, which I love a good poker face like that. That was amazing.
So she says that Cy and others are annoyed that Jenna wants to go early. Where are they going to?
I don't know, somewhere tropical, beachy.
It's only 3 hours away and it's an island. I don't know where they're going.
I just cannot remember.
Yeah. Okay. So, okay. I'm happy I wasn't the only one. It's somewhere nice. Anyways. And says that she wanted to go early. They're saying, you know, she's a princess, whatever. Jenna wants to go early because she has this genetic disorder and she doesn't like the way her skin looks when it's not, because I have a tan and she wants to be able to show her skin. So she goes early, gets her tan, relaxes, feels good about herself, whatever. She also says, and I didn't want to fly coach. LOL.
Funny. I mean,
very
the way
funny.
The way she talked about it was hilarious.
Rich people.
Because she knew it was
ridiculous.
Kind of a, like pompous thing to say, but she still went with it. And honestly, the way this took off, I do not think it's that big of a deal that she doesn't want to, you know, fly coach. Hey, girl, she's got the money to. And she wants to do her own thing. Sure. But I think it's the pattern of her, you know, leaving the Hamptons house to stay at her own house or whatever it may be. I think that's also rubbing the ladies a little bit wrong, too.
Yeah, like, I really think everyone's getting everyone. I mean, most of people I'm seeing on the media platforms, the other fan base are really upset with how Jenna was treated and feel like everyone was like really coming after her and her condition, whatever. I honestly, similar to what you're saying, feel like it's not about the pasta. No, it's not about the jet or flying coach. I said the jet, you know, flying coach. It's really about the fact that Jenna keeps everything and she's not really on, like, open about it. Like, if she would have said to the ladies, like, hey, I'm going early because I want to get my tan right and all this, and plus, LOL, I don't want to fly coach. Like, I know I'm being a snob, but I don't want to fly coach. If they would have then been, like, salty about it, which I think they would have been a little salty because it is a little bit, like,
well, but it's not, and all of them enough. Get salty for
anything.
Yeah, but
they
would
have been mad about anything. But I feel like it's more about that, because it's not just about that. It's also the fact that they didn't know anything about the girlfriend. They don't know shit about the breakup. They thought that they were going to learn more because she had the breakup, so they thought she's going to be more open, but she's still not. She doesn't stay the night. All that. It is annoying.
The
and she
traveling
gets away with it.
And the traveling together, you know, as a way of bonding. I mean, we have seen, I wish they could have taken a sprinter van, because you know something good, you know, would have happened. But,
oh, God.
You know, this is their first big, like, trip as the cast together. And, you know, one person's there 2 days early and comes to the villa or house late that next night.
I'm like, wait, so you got there early, but then you got there, you were the last one though to the villa, like to the house. How are you there days early, but then the last one to the house? Like, that's just like, okay.
She should have met them there, said welcome, you know.
Yeah,
been a little extra.
Yeah. I think what we're seeing is that Jenna Lyons is Jenna fucking Lyons. Like, Jenna is a big fucking deal and has a lot of money, and good for her, because thankfully that she is rich with her genetic disorder, because I couldn't imagine the bills. And I know it's still a lot for her, but it's not still, like, she can get it done.
She can afford it.
Like, I feel for the people that really can't and are just drowning in debt or have children that are just awful. But I just think that she, you know, just lives a little bit more of an elevated lifestyle. But she needs to bring it down. You're on the show, though. You're on the show. You're on the show. I love Jenna. I do. And I do see the potential of her stirring the pot, talking and standing up for herself, whatever. But I need more. I feel like she's holding back. And I feel like everyone else is just not breaking fourth wall. And they're like tiptoeing around it. But they're really trying to say, like, we don't, like, talk about your life. Like, we don't know you. Like, I agree. You didn't, like, they don't know your, the Judah thing, like the name. Like, I get that. That is weird. It is a little weird. But I don't think that Jenna means any harm. I really don't. I think that Jenna, this is just Jenna. I actually really like Jenna, though. So I hope she, because I want to know more about her, too.
Yeah, and I think she's very accustomed to the way she lives life. And being a housewife is kind of thrown a little bit of a, you know, wrench in that plan. But she's got to start changing her ways a little bit and opening up about stuff and being a, you know, a team player. You can't miss all the events and then come bearing gifts, you know, to make up for it. Because they're already sick of it.
So I do want to talk about, before we really get more into the girls' trip, this Vietnam trip that Povit's doing. This 3-day Vietnam trip. It's going to take 20 hours to fly there. This is what we were seeing in the previews that were giving the idea that maybe something fishy was going on and that they were unhappy because of them also not having sex. You know, those trailers really skew things when you don't know the cast at all. So I actually don't think, I think it's actually harmless. And I do think that Povich's just really silly. I don't actually feel weird about it. And I know everyone else feels weird about it, but I actually don't feel that weird about it. And I
I
love
don't
Jessel's reaction.
think he's going because of marital problems at all. Like, I don't think that's the case, but I was getting annoyed that he wasn't just like outright saying, okay, what the hell are you doing in Vietnam? Just, you're on camera, just say it. But I think that's just the way he is. I think he just always has the goofy response versus, being serious. But I mean, I still like him though. Him and Jessel together crack me up.
We really do. And we also meet Brent's brother. I mean, I have empathy for Bren, and I feel like we've gotten a lot from her and her backstory. And I appreciate her really opening up because it really, without knowing all that, I don't know how I would like Bren. But I do like Bryn, and even though I still think that she is kind of very attention seeking, I understand why. And yeah, so I think it's really silly though about her in this like wanting to just get married thing when you really could, like you wanted to. I mean, he's. You don't have to plan the wedding. You could just like go get married with this. I'm sure he would be, Gideon would be all about it. Like, or you just want the kid. Yeah, you could do that. You can go ahead and do that. Like, I mean, like, you can do it. Do it if you want it. Like, I'm just tired of hearing about it. So Sai is who organizes the girls' trip, and they do eat really well. Sai is a really good host. I will give her that. Sai's getting a lot of hate. Do you see, like, a lot of people
People don't like
really don't
her.
like Sai? Especially, I mean, Jenna has a huge following. But I think it's. Also, a lot of people keep talking about Jenna's gifts and Sai not wanting to promote them, like saying that that's not, it's like she gets paid to do that. What are, like, do you, what do
I
you
think
really
with,
think about it?
I mean, I think with any of them complaining, it sounds like a little bit of, sorry, jealousy. I mean, Jenna Lyons has been this successful because she knows what she's doing. She's getting paid to be on this TV show, so why not put your own products out there? We said this last episode, any one of them could be doing the same thing. That's, free publicity, basically. So I think the harping on Jenna's gifts and it's being her brand is getting a little old.
It's it's silly because you know you're saying all this shit. Like I look, I get it. This like when they showed us Jenna on her live or on her story packing the stuff, like this isn't a unpacking, this is a packing and unpacking for the girls. This is and that ugly ass hat. I'm sorry. I don't
It
like
was
that
ugly.
hat. I did not like that
That
hat.
was,
Who's gonna win that?
but the packing, the boxing video for their gifts was unintentionally so funny.
Funny. So funny. It was so perfect. And also, Aaron being like, oh, I didn't see that. I don't believe she didn't see it. I don't know. I just think she definitely saw it. She just kept playing it off.
They all saw it. Come on.
But the thing is, if like none of these women have said anything to Jenna about it. Like, would be on their side about this more. I'm not on their side about it because of this. If they like said to Jenna, like, hey, especially Sai, like Sai saying that that's her job, you know, like that's how she makes her income by promoting things. Like, I will promote this stuff, but I need like to talk to, I need a deal or whatever. Like, but other than that, I'm not like, don't give me your stuff or don't use me to promote your stuff. Like, and you have that conversation with her, I think she would respect it with Sai, especially because I get that in a way, because that is her job. Mm-hmm. If any of the other ones felt like, oh, it's just very, comes off insincere because you're just using it to promote someone else's business, like one of your friend's business, I think she would still be like, I mean, she'd be like, probably, okay, whatever, but okay, I respect that and I won't do that. But like, none of you all have told her, so how is she supposed to know that you all aren't okay with that when not all of them are not okay with it? And now it's slowly turning like more of them are, because
it's mob mentality.
And yeah,
we're like we said before,
they're already mad about other things, so
everyone was too afraid to, you know, stand up to Bryn and side with Aaron. It's kind of the same thing. One person throws in an idea out there, and then you don't want to be, no one wants to be like actually like beefing each other right now. You know what I mean? Like, they want to be united. They don't want to be in a feud or anything like that.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's, I don't know. I understand what Sai's saying, but I have a problem that you haven't talked to Jenna about this.
And
so
she,
she
know?
Can't know. Yeah. Like, you can't expect her to understand, to get that and not see the problem. She's a businesswoman. Like, respect the hustle,
yeah.
Right? Like, come on. She hustling always, clearly.
She didn't get this far by, you know, laying back and staying quiet and not, you know, working hard. So.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's like, I mean, do you not want free shit? Do you not want free shit?
For sure.
Even though you're not getting paid for it, you're not paying for it. Like, damn.
Right?
Anyways, Jenna was glowing, by the way, when she did come in. That was very funny. I was dying because they were talking all this shit this whole time, all just like working each other up, especially Aaron. And they're talking about the baby voice. Bryn was worked up. Oh,
she
my
was
goodness.
Real upset.
The most worked up.
I did love when she walked in, like, we were talking about you. She's like, I'm sure you were.
Yeah. And they I mean, and they just went. It is funny because when they were saying how the baby talk, like, I hope she doesn't do that because then I instantly feel bad for her. It's true, because I almost was starting to feel bad for her when they were like, but I'm like, she's fine. Like, she's grown. She could take this shit. Like, she's fine.
She can hold her own.
And she did. And she did take it. She didn't get up and leave. I liked that she stayed there and whatever. But I did feel like it was a cop out, her saying, if I looked like you, and I couldn't go early because my friend had a puppy. And then I was going to go to Miami, but that didn't work out because then I had my surgery. Like,
I would have respected it so much more. She said, yeah, honestly, I don't like flying coach. Boom. Yeah.
They know that, but they just are like, just say that. But she's not saying that. She's not owning that. They still probably would have been like, okay, snob.
Because she doesn't want to.
The problem. Yeah, she doesn't want to come off a snob. Like, and then she lied about, like, Like, I did not say that. Like, oh, be fair. So funny. It's so funny. But everyone else just going in, you know, like I was, they came for Jenna's throat. I was shocked. The red carpet comments. I've never seen pictures or looked at pictures of you on the red carpet or whatever. It's like, oh
yeah, they were feeling hurt.
Yeah. Like it's yeah, I was, Jenna took it really well. Okay. And she looked great. And I like that maybe this is what she needed, because after this, you know, and Jessel helping push Jenna, you know, she starts talking about like, what the fuck was that about? Like, what was that about with Brynn? Like, what's, I didn't know me and Brynn had beef. Like, what? And Jessel's really, really stirring the pot and really stoking that flame. That, so I love it. I'm excited to see what comes next. I don't really remember the preview.
I don't either. Like the trailer? No, I don't remember. Yeah. But you know, if there's a girl's trip, there's gonna be some other drama. So,
oh yeah, isn't there Uba drama with Aaron during this?
I think so.
Trip? I want to see that. So yeah, so Sunday's episode's gonna be good. I'm excited. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah, I don't have anything else from Romy. Do you? Who is your favorite?
You know, I am gonna go with Jenna. I think she did a lot this episode, good and bad. But it was good TV.
It was good TV. I'm gonna go with I kind of want to go with Jessel, because there are so many parts that I like loved Jessel. I really loved the conversation with her and Pavitt. Like, she had so many good lines and was like killing me. And I like how she was super easygoing about the rooms. Like, she is sharing a room with Uba and they were having so much fun together. And I was like, they just, like, she's like, oh, like, we have to have this room. It's right next to the pool or whatever. And I was like, oh, it's fucking,
I did that. I do want to say, I liked when she was packing and she's like, was bringing the laundry. She's like, I don't even know why I made such a big deal about it. It's cute.
Yeah, it's
that's what we call
so funny
growth on this show. So
yeah, no, I love it, and I feel like Jessel is really coming to her own. Like, she had to go through a little rocky to get her groove, but now she understands. You know, like, oh, this is, yeah, like I like this is actually really cute. Yeah, okay, Jessel. I know it ain't cute. You ain't gotta lie to us. We got eyes. It ain't cute. But no, I really like Jessel.
Same.
And she still stood out to me in this episode. So very, very happy about that. And I might, and I know that she's like going against, wait, no, yeah, she's with, wait, who's the parrot? No, she calls, yeah, it's her against Sai and Aaron. Yeah. Yeah, I wonder who's gonna be on Jessel's side. I'm curious if it's gonna be Jenna or we're gonna see. I'm excited about this parrot shit. So I'm excited for BravoCon to be coming up so that we can get all this drama that's gonna happen.
Uh-huh.
All of them together for that. And it'll be like around reunion time, I'm assuming too. Oh, I don't know. I'm excited. I'm very excited. But anything else? Did you have a least favorite of the episode?
No, I really haven't really been able to pick a least favorite.
Yeah, because I mean, even Erin isn't like she's not my least favorite, neither is Jenna. Erin was in the running for being my favorite. I just, yeah, even Pobbit wasn't a problem. None of the husbands are a problem. So, yeah, no. Maybe one
Yeah.
day.
The only thing I want to bring up is we are after this rehashing, oh gosh, season 4, episode 1 premiere of Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. Next week, Southern Charm is back. So we're really sticking with the Bravo shows here. And then end of September, we have Survivor back. So we'll have a little bit of busyness on our schedule, but we'll make it work.
Yeah, I love a Bravo show, so that don't bother me. I am so excited to rehash Salt Lake City. I saw some clips of the first episode of Southern Charm. I'm very excited to see this new, not new cast, but this just different
Shake up.
dynamic shake up. Yeah, cast shake up. They needed a shake up. So I'm excited to see other people pulling their weight on the show. So we'll see. We'll see what they
Yeah.
do. I'm really excited. Yeah. Anything else though before we go?
Just don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Rehash Trash and on Instagram at Trash Rehash.
Yes, go follow us, and until next time, bye.
Bye.